This morning, Martin was talking about these beautiful qualities of heart and mind that can be cultivated and that can be so supportive for our practice. Is the loving kindness or friendliness, the sense of well-wishing and compassion and altruistic joy and equanimity. And in this session, we will be practicing this sense of well-wishing or friendliness to ourselves and to whole of our experience. So, firstly, maybe taking some time to check your posture. If this already could be a reflection of the intention for kindness. So if there could be a sense of ease or well-being, that would be very, very helpful for the practice. Or simply having a checking if there is anything you would like to adjust, or perhaps if you still want to move to a chair, that's fine too. As an invitation for taking care of oneself and showing this kindness toward oneself. And then settling into the body, sitting on the cushion or a chair, and having a sense of warm welcome, welcoming oneself, perhaps as one would welcome a friend at one's doorstep. And extending this warm welcoming to the whole of the being, allowing everything in one's experience to be met with a kindness and a sense of well-wishing, and feeling the body sitting, supported by the seat and the ground, and the sense of the contact points, body touching, chair, cushion, and then perhaps if it feels supporting, allowing the attention to rest on the heart center, and even exploring putting one's hand on the heart center as a gesture for kindness and well-wishing, giving oneself the friendliness and having a sense of receiving it, allowing the heart and mind be nourished by the kindness, kind intention to welcome, and allow everything to belong. And then softly arriving to the braces of well-wishing, allowing them to be almost like dropping a pebble into the water and feeling the ripples and resonances of the words. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And having a sense of listening to these ripples, the responses of heart and mind, when giving and receiving kindness. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And feeling in if these words are touching the heart and mind, and talking to them, or listening if there is other words that would express the kindness to oneself in a more appropriate way. Really listening to the responses. We're dropping in the words like pebbles into the water and seeing the ripples, the resonances of heart and mind. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. Staying with the words as an anchor, or more with the sensations of kindness, the resonances, a sense of softness or warmth, sense of ease, allowing oneself to dwell with that. And whenever mind is moving away from the phrases or sensations, extending the well-wishing, totality of the experience, allowing all to be met with kindness, leaving nothing out, being pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, allowing all to belong to the field of kindness and well-wishing. May I be safe, may I be peaceful, may I live with ease. For finding one's own words, meeting one's heart's and mind's wish for the kindness in an appropriate way, and allowing oneself to be playful, making it one's own practice, get to one's own heart and mind. And if it feels perhaps inviting a friend or someone you feel close to or a relatively easeful relationship with, and extending the wish of kindness to him or her, may you be safe, may you be peaceful, may you live with ease. And again, listening to the resonances, responses of heart and mind, and seeing what is helpful way for us to cultivate kindness right now. It can equally be that we drop the words and we allow ourselves to dwell in the sensation of kindness, texture of metta, bring that to whole of our being, all our experience. Really being sensitive to see what best works for us. No need to feel in a certain way. It's an intention of wishing well and seeing how it's most alive for us at the moment. And whatever is arising in our experience, bring it kindness, allowing all and everything to belong. This field of well-wishing, resistance, agitation, tiredness, may all be met with kindness, and arriving again and again, our anchor, be it the words or the sensation, the feeling of metta. And seeing if the heart and mind can be nourished by our intention. Intention for kindness. Perhaps feeling the responses is some ease or softening, warmth, sometimes resistance. And including this too into the field of kindness. Being what feels most supportive. Staying with ourselves, or a friend, or perhaps if it feels, extending this well-wishing to others in the room, and radiating kindness around us, really listening closely what feels most helpful for us, right now, really no right or wrong way. We can listen to the heart's responses, some softening, gladness, ease, aliveness, connection, and be guided by that in our practice of metta. May all of us be safe. May all of us be peaceful. May all of us live with ease. Again, dropping the words softly, dropping pebbles into the water, and feeling the resonances, the ripples, and checking if there is any tightness in the body, in the mind, and inviting that to soften, an offering of kindness, care for oneself. May all of us be safe. May all of us be peaceful. May all of us live with ease, knowing just like I don't wish to suffer, the same is true for all of us, connecting each other or all of us to each other, and again arriving to the intention of kindness, however it is that you're practicing, offering it to yourself or a friend or all of us here, or whether you're staying more with the sensation, coming back home, arriving to kindness, and seeing how you wish to practice for the rest of the time, some last minutes. There will be a group meeting with Juha now, and for others, perhaps you can continue exploring this metta during the walking period, extending the sense of friendliness and kindness, well-wishing to the totality of experience, no matter what is arising at that moment. So whatever is arising through the sense doors, seeing if it's possible to meet this with kindness, and also maybe becoming interested in the perception, like how does the sense of self and sense of others and sense of the world around actually look like through the lens of kindness or well-wishing. So how does it affect the perception when the mind is colored by the metta? Or then if it feels more appropriate, simply staying with the practice what you feel is most supportive for you at the time. So enjoy your practice.